for my family in Cambodia. What do you study for?
I study for my family in Cambodia.
Dop by. This word is the Khmer language of Cambodia. Can you guess what this word means?
It means the number 13 in Khmer.
This is the first Khmer word I used in a small village in Cambodia this summer. I had a chance to go to Cambodia as one of the 16 dispatch members of the Kagoshima Prefecture Youth International Cooperation Program for 7 days last July. We were supposed to do homestay in a village without water and gas infrastructure. When our bus arrived at the place to meet our host families, I couldn't find mine. Then, a girl who looked almost the same age as me asked how old I was in English. I told her the word, dop by, and it worked. She understood what I said and helped me to meet my host mother. I was so proud of myself for studying Khmer before leaving Japan. From this small success, I came to realize about the importance about studying in my own education. But I had further shocking experiences in Cambodia that made me feel even more motivated to do my best in studying. During the study trip, we learned about Cambodia's education from a member of Japan International Cooperation Agency called JICA. According to a recent study about elementary education, the rate of grade retention is up to 6.2%, and the one for dropping out is 4.4%. Isn't that shocking? Moreover, not only are materials for both teachers and students often lacking, but also there sometimes is incorrect information in the textbooks. The JICA volunteer also told us that the generation balance of the population is in an irregular shape. The number of people aged 46 to 50 is so small. Why is that? Later, I found the answer at the Thu Slang Genocide Museum in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. The building looked like a normal school from the outside because it used to be a high school, but inside was much different from I expected. It was frightening. There were cruel and authentic displays showing how the Pol Pot regime took about 2 million lives of intellectual people about 40 or 50 years ago. For instance, people like doctors, teachers, students, people wearing glasses, or even the people who tried to read the clock or written words were killed by the regime. I was sad to find out the answer to the unbalanced population. Then, why do you think the communist dictator, Pol Pot, believed that people shouldn't have knowledge? It's because he thought that intelligence makes disparities between people. What do you think? Do you think studying really leads to disparities? No, I don't think so. Intelligence should make people stronger to help people understand each other and to make the country a better place. Before the trip, I was feeling like I was forced to study for no reasons. But I was wrong. During the trip, I learned how lucky we were to have opportunities to learn. I wondered what those people who were killed wanted to do with the knowledge they could have gained from studying. I imagined that they wanted to make their families' lives better. Then, what do I study for? I study to improve myself, to repay the kindness of the people around me, and I want to help my host sister's dream of coming to Japan to come true. Okun chinam. Thank you for your attention.